Good morning. This is WUSF. For some people, bourbon is not just a beverage. It's a passion. Nate Wilson is the director of spirits for Burns Steakhouse and its sister restaurants. Just in time for Father's Day, he tells the Zest podcast's Robin Sussingham and Aaliyah Colon just what makes this spirit so special.
What's special about Kentucky?
Honestly, I think it's the climate. The climate is what makes their bourbon so great, and not just Kentucky. So you have Kentucky, Ohio, Indiana. So that area, just I think it's the heat and the winter, summer and the winter, summer, winter, because that is what gives you your flavor in your barrel, believe it or not. Once you put that distillate in the barrel, the climate in the barrel does the rest of the work. So in the summertime, the barrel expands, it sucks all that distillate into the barrel. In the wintertime, it pushes it out of the wood. And after a few years of it expanding and extracting, you have that concentration, and that's where the bourbon gets its flavor from.
That is so cool.
It's from the staves.
Like a living thing.
It is.
What is it about bourbon in general? Millennials are crazy for it. It's not like it's a new thing.
it used to be, this is what my grandfather drank, and I'm not drinking what the old people drink. I think the ability to do so many things with bourbon at a bar, it's whatever cocktails, you can do basically make any cocktail with bourbon. So I think it took a while to catch back on. Now, it's been rocking and rolling for about 8 to 10 years, like really strong. And a few years ago, we heard, hey, bourbon's on its way out, and what, tequila and gin are on their way in, and I'm like, nah. Look, these guys, Jim Beam and Buffalo Trace and all these distilleries are building 5, 6, 10, 50, 20 more warehouses to house bourbon. So it's not on the decline. It's still taking off. Don't get me wrong, all the other spirits are doing well, but bourbon is just, the popularity of it is just keeps going and going, and it's because of what you can do with it. So
versatile.
Yeah.
Robin talked about her grandfather adding bourbon to eggnog. Mm-hmm. Do you have a memory like that? Some of your early food or drink memories that kind of led you into this field?
I do remember sitting around Saturday and Sunday, my dad putting on, some records and kind of relaxing. And I really don't remember what he was drinking. But I do remember, it's a family affair in the background, the music kicking and all these things. And as I got into the business, all those memories started coming back to me. And I had forgotten those. But then once I fell in love with bourbon and spirits, all those childhood memories started coming back. And I love that. It's, to me, sharing a special cocktail or a special bourbon with someone. Sometimes I meet friends and there might be a bourbon again that I hold close to my heart that I only want to share with special people. And those are those moments that you remember as you remember last year when you broke open your Blanton's Barrel Proof. Those type of things. I don't know. That's a great question. See, I get emotional when I start talking about it because this is what I fell in love with, and this is my passion. Not just bourbon, but spirits as a whole, but bourbon is amazing. It's absolutely amazing what you can do, and how you can enjoy it in so many ways. And there's no wrong answer. There's no wrong way of enjoying bourbon. Somebody that just loves to learn.
You can hear the entire conversation with Nate Wilson, as well as recipes for some summer bourbon cocktails on the Zest Podcast. Go to thezestpodcast.com to listen and subscribe.